It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Now hit me.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Grilling Guys Show. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am flying solo today, but actually I got a co-pilot here by the name of Conrad joining me.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, Jop is missing in action, and my co-host that was supposed to be coming in here called in sick, so dog ate her homework. Anyway, I'm not surprised. But it's good because Conrad's a good wingman, and he's much more experienced than me, actually. But I'm also going to lean on our board of directors today for some help with the show. And first on the grilling line right now, from Cajun Country, is T-Gid.
Hey! Good morning.
How are you, brother?
How you
doing? Oh, just better than I deserve.
That's awesome, bro. Good to hear from you guys. The weather down here is just fine, a little soggy, but football season's got everybody all spruced up, man.
Well, that's kind of the theme of the show is we want to get talking about some tailgating. And I got to see my Detroit Lions last Saturday, and they won a game, which is good because we're kind of abused fans. We've got about a 30-year bad spell, but we're still praying.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Saints fan, and we did that thing about, you know, for about 40 years. So, you know, it'll change. You know, the pendulum swings both ways, Bob.
You still got the breeze?
No, we don't have no breeze, but we got a stable of receivers, and we got a pretty good quarterback, Jameis Winston. If he's healthy, I think we can go deep into the playoffs, man. Got a great defense. Defense is pat, so bring it on. Let's go. How long?
Well, here's how it goes for me. You know, these are just overpaid, spoiled kids that we enjoy watching, and I'm not going to make a penny if they win or lose. I don't bet on them, you know, and it won't change my day. If they lose, I'm not going to be sad and have a bad week. I'm just going to be like, okay, let's go smoke some meatloaf. So
you're a winner either way.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
That's right, because I got me a Cajun grill.
Yeah, you do.
So if you're listening to T-Gid, his name is Keith Guidry. He's from the Percy Guidry Company out of Lafayette, Louisiana. And they are the makers of the Cajun grill. And now you got the new Cajun Pro been out for a couple of years. How's that working?
Man, it's been good. You know, we had a changing of the guard, though. You know, we sold the rights to the Cajun grill to a company, and they're in the process now of you know, doing their due diligence and getting their product priced out. So it should be reintroduced into the market, we're hoping, like early part of next year.
Okay, cool. Well, mine must be 10 years old now. And
it still looks good. I see you on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, it's my go-to piece. I'm about ready to sand it down and paint it. I had to take my shelf off, which to fit it into the new spot. I got a grilling shack behind the garage now that's really awesome. And to fit all these pieces that I've got in there, that shelf had to go. But I got a nice stainless patio cart from Garrett's Appliance, one of our sponsors here. And that fits in there beautiful. So I have a stainless shelf next to it. And I got to tell you that my Cajun is the old one. It's the black mid-sized one, the 600 series, I think it was.
Right.
So that black painted shelf with all the stuff I set on that, you know, tomato sauces and what that spill, meat juices, whatever, that does eat the paint up after a while. So the paint was starting to flake and it would want to rust, and so taking it off just makes the Cajun look that much better. But anyway, enough about that. Want to talk about how Cajuns prep for a tailgate session.
Well, I sent you that video last night.
I know.
That's how I used to roll, Bob. Getting up there in age, bro. We downsized the booth, so to speak, a little bit, you know. But, man, back in the day, you know, you can go to Cajun Field even today. You can go to LSU Stadium, you know, and walk around the tailgating spot, and what you'll find are a lot of, you know, serious equipment, man. I mean, you'll find barbecue grills, you'll find griddles, you'll find big cast iron cauldrons, cooking jambalaya and gumbo and fricassees, and, you know, all the Cajun staples that we're known for.
Wild.
You know, and we don't hold back, bro. You know, you go to some stadiums, you know, and they're like, no, this is just for us, man. Y'all got to keep walking. You know, it's very typical and almost like imperative that if you're a guest from out of town and they notice that, they'll welcome you in like family into their booth and just feed you until you can't take it anymore, you know?
Well, Spartan Stadium as well. And I've done quite a few tailgates down at University of Michigan as well, but those were generally bigger events by sponsors and law firms that brought us in and paid us to cook for them. So those were generally tents, and you didn't just wander into somebody's tent, you know, because I mean, especially when you got 100 lawyers in there, it's not a good idea.
You would leave a little embarrassed, I'm sure.
Yeah, lock your wallet in the car.
There you go.
But where we tailgate in one of the parking lots at Spartan Stadium. So it's usually a bit overdone. We get a little carried away. So we have so much food and so much going on. We love it when the seagulls fly in and grab a piece. You know, and it's the funny thing is I've got a nephew down in North Carolina. He'll come up for Spartan games, and he always makes it a point to seek me out if I'm there cooking for anybody, and that's just fun. It's you see all these old faces over the years, and they get to be old faces too. But tailgating is just so much fun. And
I was asked by an ESPN reporter one time. He was a beat reporter for ESPN.com, and he said, "Let me ask you. This was at halftime. We actually can go out the stadium, you know, refresh ourselves and then go back in the stadium." And so we're out there refreshing everything. And this reporter comes up to me and he says, "So let me ask you, what's more important, the food or the football?" And I said, "Well, that's an unfair question. I can't answer that." He said, "Well, no, it's a fair question. And I'm asking you again, is it about the food or is it about the football?" And I said, "Dude, that'd be like asking me, do I love my wife or my dog more? Okay, I mean, I love them both, you know, and I can't pick just one, you know." And he kind of chuckled and he said, "No, I'm serious." He said, "You got to pick." And we went back and forth for about 5-10 minutes.
What is ESPN?
And I finally just said, "Look, next question. I'm not going to answer it." He said, "Well, you already have." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The football game started about 10 minutes ago, and you're still out here, you know." So it is about the food.
Well, and, you know, it's not uncommon for people to get carried away tailgating and not even go into the stadium.
Well, that was one of the biggest problems. I mean, that's why we see the Cajuns were kind of like the Saints, kind of like maybe what you described as the Detroit Lions. You know, we didn't have a good winning program for quite some time. And, you know, we were tasked by some of the administration with the university to help brainstorm and help facilitate more attendance at the games. And they wanted to do something like give away a free spatula, you know. I said, "Dude," I said, "come on, man.
Who wants to carry a spatula into a game? You can't even take it into the game."
Yeah, what they going to do with a free spatula?
Get a spanking.
No, I said, "This has to have some weight." So we brainstormed it, and we got one of the local truck dealerships to donate a red truck, which is that's our color,
nice.
Vermilion red. And we donated. We got one of our manufacturers of our grill. It actually was pretty cool. It hooked up to your draw tight hitch, and it had a stabilizer on it. It had a little gas grill on it with cabinets and sound system and a television. It was pretty neat. And so we got all that donated, and we parked it. And they said, "We want you to showcase it." So we parked right in the front of the stadium. And that video I sent you is where we ended up, which is right at the base of the entrance of the stadium. And we just stayed there. We were like nailed to the ground for like 25 years. And we started out kind of small, and it just kept growing. And I'm telling you, people would come to our tailgating spot who never came to a football game ever for the Cajuns.
And they were hooked.
And came for the food and the fun, yeah.
Hey.
And they would go to the game. And, dude, we made thousands and thousands of people fans
T-Gid,
of football.
T-Gid, hang on. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Joe from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist. We are also on WBRN in Big Rapids and WJIM in Lansing and all over the world, basically, with our live connection and our podcast, which number in the thousands weekly. So thank you for if you're downloading our podcast, and we'll try and up our game. We're in talks with several different national syndicates right now. A second one just jumped into the heap, which is a real big deal, and I'm very hopeful for that. But right now, I want to tell you that check out thegrillingguys.com. Go to the sidebar, and you'll see all of our sponsors, and you'll click to their nearest link. My Pillow is on there, and we've got my buddy T-Gid on the live line right now.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, so how about that? We got My Pillow on board, Mike Lindell.
Man, I love that. You know, that dude is a true patriot.
Isn't he something?
Yeah, and we went to Sturgis, and they had a little display set up, and he wasn't there, but some of his people were there. And I said, man, is he as great of a guy as he appears to be on television? He said, even better, even better.
Yeah.
So, when your employees talk about you like that, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Sturgis for the bike week here a couple weeks ago, and since I opened up this takeout joint, I can't get away. So I was supposed to be out there helping the Dove Creek people with that Wagyu jerky. And I don't know how they did, but I know it's brutally hot, and I dodged a bullet there. So, yeah, dude, since I talked to you last time, man, I got a takeout restaurant.
I know. I'm proud of you. And I wanted to compliment when you were doing the introduction, you know, coming back from the break. You know, I've been following you guys. I've been a fan of your radio show since inception, you know, since y'all began. And I want to thank you, because, you know, y'all did this about the time when the grilling craze really was starting to really blow up. And
right.
And a lot of people don't realize that with that, there was a lot of people just starving for information. You know, they'd buy these really nice outdoor kitchens, they'd set them up, but they didn't really know how to use them. They were starving for recipes. They were starving for techniques. Different types of woods, you know, and you guys came along and filled that hole and provided such a tremendous service to your listeners. And I think y'all need to be, you know, commended for that, because and y'all continue to do it and at a very high level. So, man, more power to you. Keep
well,
it
that's
up.
Very That'll kind of great. You. Very kind of you to say. And I'd have to say you and I were friends before that. And our history going back to the Ace of Hearts days and Rob Russell and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Skiff, yeah. And all the boys in Kansas City. You know, that's how things like this grow. A fella came in the restaurant the other day and asked me my history, and I said, "Well, I don't know. It started with my, you know, watching my mom cook, because mm-hmm. she was a great cook." And mm-hmm. I kind of took a minute, because we were slow, and Wednesdays are slow. And I kind of told him about my experience with the Ace of Hearts and Original Juan and American Stockyards and all these spice companies and stuff. And I, as I'm doing it, I'm thinking, wow,
What a career.
Really covered some turf there. And I just at the time, I just did it because I was a manufacturer's rep and I was happy to have the contracts. And I was out, you know, selling as much, as many smokers and sauces and rubs as I could. And that's just what I did. I can't say all those manufacturers treat you the best because one of them, as soon as I got them into a major chain, they fired me. Right. And didn't pay me, and didn't pay me a penny for getting them in there, and you know. But that's three little pigs. That's just how they roll. Oh, did I say that? What a myth!
I'll just give you the initials. You know, I can tell you who it was.
Yeah, that was a dirty deal. Skiff got burned on that. All of us got burned on that deal. But it doesn't matter. That's how you grow.
It makes you stronger. Right?
That's right. That's how you grow. And looking back at all the products that I even used to move through my showroom, goodness sakes, the Phoenix grill, that was one that really, really inspired me because I found something I could grill on that didn't burn a lot.
Right.
You know,
that pan system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like a Dutch grill. What they call it? The Holland grill. It was like a Holland grill on steroids.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we call it. Holland grill with a bigger engine.
Now, you've got a nice showroom down in Lafayette, Louisiana, and if you ever get to Lafayette, you got to look up T-Gid because he's a treat. And Brother Greg, so Brother Greg's not manufacturing now. What the heck is that boy doing?
Well, no, he's still running the operation entirely.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're still 50-50 partners, but he's back running the ironworks division, the powder coating.
Okay.
And we still do some manufacturing, but not that of the Cajun grill. And then we still have our retail operation across the street. So,
I'm sure he's going to the market getting a po' boy once a week, at least.
You know, he goes down to the old time grocery and gets his little po' boy. But you know, he had a couple of health scares, so he's been exercising. He's lost about probably 40, 50 pounds.
Good. And
yeah, great. Yeah, he's inspired me. You know, we're big guys down there. You know, so we're getting older, so we got to kind of watch our mortality rate right there. You know, so
if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and this is Barbecue Bob. I'm on the grilling line with T-Gid, who's one of our board of directors, a longtime friend, and just an absolute jewel. Tell us about your show, Grilling with the Gurus, and how people can find you.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Well, the kind of like your little thing with your whole career, you know, it's none that we sought out. You know, it just kind of happened. We were advertising with this local television show, and they came up to the producer. Actually, came up to me and said, "Hey, man, we lost one of our little grilling cooking shows. Not a grilling show, a cooking show, and we have a hole to fill in a time slot." And, you know, you have the grills, you have the venue, you know, to grill, and you're a great personality on television, and you know, you know what you're talking about, you're an expert in the field. You think you could throw something together? And so we just kind of tossed that around, and we started out by interviewing, making it kind of like a grilling show, but interviewing local celebrities, and people are like, well, they got local celebrities in the New York Yankees, he came on the show. We had a bunch of minor league hockey players come on the show. We had Chanda Rubin, which is a world-renowned tennis player from right here in Lafayette, Louisiana, and just a mix of different people. And we would do it. It was half interview and half cooking, and it was great. But I was running out of talent, you know, because we are Lafayette, Louisiana. I was running out of guests to invite. And so one of the guests I invited on, I'd never met this guy. His name was Kurt Guillory. He reached out to me. He wrote a blog on a Food Network website and would write Cajun recipes and that sort of thing. And so he reached out to me. He loved the show. He was a fan of the show. He said, "Man, I'd love to come on your show." So I had him on the show, and we just hit it off.
Keith Guidry, T-Gid, we blew through another segment, and we got to take a break, and I got Big Paulie coming up on the next segment, so we got to cut you loose. How do people find your show?
Oh, perfect. You go to kdcg.com, look for the on-demand TV shows drop-down menu, click on Grilling with the Guru, or you can go on Facebook and just type in the search bar, Grilling with the Guru, and you'll find us. And let's go, bro.
You got to do that, folks. Listen to this dude and his buddy. They're just fun. So love you, brother, and can't wait to catch up.
Love you too, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. It is the Board of Directors show. We just got done with T. Gidd, who's a longtime Board of Directors member. And we have another storied member on the live line right now, and it is Big Paulie. How are you, brother?
Yo, Bob. What's going on, buddy?
I miss you, man.
I miss you, too. How's my boys doing out there in Michigan?
We're good. Jop is off frolicking somewhere today. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he couldn't get out of this this event. And so I just decided I'm going to make this a Board of Directors show and get some of my favorite guys on. So T. Gidd just lit it up, and now it's time for a little bit of Big Paulie from the East Coast. Let's talk tailgating.
Oh, God bless. I'll tell you, I love it. And I've been such a lucky guy because when I was younger, and I'm talking about high school, I got very involved with a whole bunch of friends from a bunch of NFL teams. And then I went to law school, of course. And after I graduated, I became an NFLPA contract advisor. So I got to hang out with a lot of Giants and other players from different teams. And my favorite, I think about my favorite time tailgating back at Giants Stadium was we'd have a bunch of our friends come down from Buffalo because my dear friend Jim Burt, who was playing nose tackle at the time, number 64, we'd have all his friends come down from where he was from in Orchard Park. And these guys were hysterical. One of the guys, I'll never forget this guy, he would make this chicken and he would have it slathered in all kinds of barbecue sauce. And he would rip the chicken whole and marinate it. And I'll never forget, his hands would be a filthy mess, like he just came out of an operating scenario at a MASH unit, full of sticky red barbecue sauce. And he'd come up to you and shake your hand and hug you, and you'd be covered and slathered in this sticky red gross barbecue sauce right before a football game.
So did it taste good?
Oh, it tasted great, but you had to smell like barbecue sauce for the next 48 hours. It was a joke.
It's kind of fun watching people's various methods for doing chicken on the Barbie.
Well, it was kind of funny watching people's reaction because they all wanted to shake hands
right. With
anybody who was friends of a player,
right. And
they put their hand out greedily and never expected to get sloppy back like that. And they're watching their face, and they're like, and then when he would hug them, they would all cringe. It was hysterical. But those were the days. I love tailgating.
I used to follow the Bills when Flutie was around, and I was always amazed by him.
Doug is a great guy, a real guy, too.
Yeah.
Fun guy. He used to play golf at my golf course.
Nice.
He was a great guy. He was always nice to the fans. That's the one thing I remember. Jimmy was one of those guys that would come out of the tunnel, and if there were 200 kids waiting for an autograph, he would sign every pennant, every book, every shirt, every football. And he would tell the kids, don't, you know, rush up. Don't push people. I'm going to stay here and sign everybody's stuff. And
wow.
There were some players who were just the opposite.
Right.
Were not very nice, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jimmy knew he had an obligation to the fans, especially to the kids. And he would just sit there and actually stand there and sign, often for an hour after a tough game with his knuckles bleeding and his hand all crimped up from, you know, being taped up and playing hard nose. And he would not stop until everybody got their little bit of memorabilia signed. And it was really nice to watch. The kids were so sweet. And, you know, Jimmy was so kind that way. it made me feel good. He knew how to be a player. He knew how to take care of the fans.
Did you ever work with any Eagles?
Actually, no, believe it or not, except if not really. I didn't have – I represented mostly Giants. I did work with Joe Klecko from the Jets very briefly. But a couple of the players that, like Phil McConkey, got traded. I used to do some stuff with him, and he got traded. Of course, after Jimmy left the Giants, he went to the 49ers and was with his old buddy Bart Oates, who's a dear friend. I don't know if you know, Bart is the head of the NFLPA.
Wow.
And Bart worked with the 49ers. Both Jimmy and Bart got two Super Bowl rings. One from the Giants and one from the 49ers.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking on the Grilling Line right now with Big Paulie, Paul Rotella, who runs out of New Jersey but actually lives in northern Pennsylvania. You're kind of on the New York border, aren't you?
Right on the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania tri-border.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
And it's really great because I get to claim the Eagles, the Giants, the Jets, and I'll even claim the Baltimore Colts if someone lets me.
Well, I used to do a lot of work with the Eagles when Dick Vermeil would hold his NFL reunions and his his tributary fundraisers, and I'd go out and grill for those guys. And he introduced me to so many just giants.
Yep.
These guys were, you know, Vince Papale, Frank LeMasters, and just wonderful people. And you know, it's really nice when you meet somebody that's so storied and they're actually just incredibly nice and humble. These people never made
special.
They never made you feel some of the ESPN guys would, some of the famous ESPN guys would come out and they were a bit snooty, but the players themselves were just fantastic.
That is so true what you just said. And my theory, I think I've said this before on the show, you know, the bigger they are, the nicer they are. It's the little guys that act kind of snooty, but
right.
The big celebrities know how to be a celebrity. They know what the public expects, and they give it to the public because it's smart, number one, and it's also something they owe to the people that pay their salary. Let's be honest. If you don't have fans,
right.
you don't have that incredible success that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see people who recognize that and appreciate it.
Well, and that's a good lesson for all of us, even with a little show like we have here. If we don't stay relevant and bring people what they're craving, they're not going to download the podcast. They're not going to tune in on Saturday mornings. They're not going to care who the Grilling Guys are. They're history. And so we always try and find something to bring that, you know, is fun. This is a fun thing. It's not a... You know, we're not teaching science here. Well, we are actually sometimes, but you know what I'm saying. It's not like there's an exam.
The most lighthearted show. Whenever I'm on and people catch it and they call me and they go, "Boy, I enjoyed that. That was fun."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's exactly right. It's fun to do. It's fun to listen to. It's fun to prepare for. It's supposed to be fun. If it's not entertainment, why bother?"
Well, and it's fun for me in particular, being greedy here for a minute, because I get to have some of my old buddies on. And so it gives us the time to catch up and just tell lies.
Who tells lies? Come on.
I don't know, but I can picture you at a circular bar at Caesars right now with a couple of pies.
You know, I just got back from Atlantic City. I was down there for the air show. And it was magnificent. And you know what's great? I know you as a former Air Service member. All these people are just, you talk about professional.
Yeah, the best.
I know we're talking about football players, but the real pros are the military. And these guys, just everybody on that beach, and there were over 500,000, I think it was 550,000 people at the air show.
Wow.
500,000 of these guys, 95% were retired military or active military.
Yep.
And everybody you met, it was like going back into the 1940s. "Hello, sir. How are you, sir? May I get you something, sir?" I mean, just, you know, these people, some of them I was with generals, colonels, majors, sergeant majors. I was with corporals, you know, first lieutenants. I was with privates. Every single one of these guys, professional, sharp as razors, and friendly and respectful.
Well, that's
it was
one
like going back in time.
Yeah, and that's one thing I really love about you is you have always had such a reverence for the military, and I know we're supposed to be doing a tailgating show, but we already blew through one segment, so we're going to take a break in just a minute, and let's talk about a little actual tailgating when we get back.
Yes, let's do some fun stuff. You got a deal.
Excuse me. So it's the Grilling Guys. We are talking with Big Paulie, my New Jersey Goomba.
Now, that, don't tell nobody where I am. You're not supposed to let anybody know that.
All right, and we're going to catch up. You hang on the live line here, buddy, and we'll be back to you in just a minute. It's the Grilling Guys. Check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, and don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. And thank you, Conrad, for running the board today.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Now hit me!
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. It is the Board of Directors special. We're doing tailgating with Big Paulie, my Goomba from New Jersey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bobby. Just great.
So let's talk real briefly about some tailgating and maybe some cool tailgating foods you've made and maybe where you made them.
Well, I got to tell you, the most fun I ever had tailgating was with my little boy, Billy, who, you know, is 6'2", and he took over Jimmy Burt's number 64, and he played for Amherst College football. And that was the most fun I ever had tailgating. You can forget about all the professional tailgates and stuff.
Right.
You go to college tailgates.
Right. Any
and that's
day.
Where the guy, the parents.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's a professional chef.
Right.
We used to haul up more equipment. You thought we were opening up a restaurant. We'd have tents. We'd have barbecues. We'd have grills. We'd have big cookers, smokers. And everybody had their own unique little thing they brought every single week to the tailgate.
And there's a little magic brought to that also. You know why? Because the moms are making sure everything is pulled off perfectly.
My wife, forget about it. I mean, you know, you and everybody, the kids, the players, they used to love what my wife would make, a Caesar salad. She would make a special taco in a cup. I don't know if you ever heard about this.
Yep.
Stuff like that. But the other parents, I mean, this one parent, God love him, he would bring up these filet mignon cubes, and he'd have them in bags. They were marinating, I think, for 25 years. And he would bring them up and barbecue them, and it was the most delicious piece of beef you ever ate. And only you could do that at a tailgate.
Right.
And I had another buddy of ours that would make the most exquisite cheeseburgers. Bob, I'm telling you, never had a cheeseburger like it. In fact, I used to tell him, save a couple on the side, sneak them to me, don't let my wife see it. I'm going to take them. I used to put them in my pocket, and I would eat them during the games. I mean, they were just amazing. And I'll tell you, the food at the college, at Amherst College tailgate, was simply the best. My son, Billy, all his friends. And, you know, the funny part is I was very lucky. All these kids that played with my son, they all became good friends of our family. They come over to the house. We go on vacation together. And, you know, these kids are great. They're all raisers also, all smart kids. Hey, you got to be smart to go to Amherst. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The best school in the country. It's harder to get into than Harvard. And, you know, if you're not smart, you don't get in. They don't give scholarships for football. You go to play, but you don't get any money for a football scholarship, you know, and if you're really good, you probably want to go somewhere that's going to pay for you.
Is that a D2 or D3 school?
It's actually neither. It's really more like a D3 because it's part of the NESCAC, the New England Small College Association.
Yep.
And, you know, that's like Amherst, what's the other ones? Trinity, God, now you got me.
My son Jordan went to a small private school in Michigan called Olivet. He was recruited to play lacrosse, and it was very similar. And we love tailgating at lacrosse games as well, because you know your kid's a player, not only a player, but he was one of the original team members, and he was he now coaches high school lacrosse here, and it's just fun to follow them as they continue to pass on those gifts. But how about another food that you think is really good for a tailgate that maybe Bonnie would make or you would make?
Well, you know, Bonnie was one of the favorite moms. The kids would come over and say, "Mrs. Rotella, did you make this today? Did you bring that today?" And so, you know, my wife and I, we have a collection of grills that we used to take and pack up two cars, depending what she was making. And one of the things the kids loved the best was her chili. So if we had to make chili one day, we'd have to make the Caesar salad the next. We'd have to make the hamburgers, and the steak sandwiches. So her chili was legendary. And when the kids heard that Mrs. Rotella was making chili, they went nuts. I mean, they'd come over after the game, and we'd give them each a big bowl of chili, and we'd have enough. We'd make sure. My wife used to bring those containers you could take with them so the kids could take some home to the dorm, and some of them would eat the whole week. And they'd come with little, you know, like half-gallon pails full of chili. These kids were great. We loved them all. They were all good kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, you say you watch them. They all are becoming very successful in their post-collegiate career. And, you know, God bless my son. He's now in his last year at medical school. And his friends, some of them are very successful. Stockbrokers, bankers. Every one of these kids is probably going to make more than you and I will ever make in 200 years. But God bless them, because they're all good kids. They're very wholesome. And they don't do anything stupid, at least that we know of, and they're all going to make us very proud. So,
well, I think really collegiate sports in general teaches the disciplines, much like the military does, that guide young adults as they mature and go into their careers and marriages and become fathers and mothers. I just think it's a great thing if you're talented enough and if you qualify and if you can stick with it, because I don't think most people know how hard it is. Now I went to college after I got out of the military, and I was working as a bartender, and I was in the guards, and I was in a band, and then I fell in love. You know, I had a lot going on too, and it was just really hard to handle. I didn't know you could live on peanut butter and jelly. That was
in ramen noodles.
No, I never had those. I couldn't afford them. But I learned to love olives because I was a bartender.
Oh, you go to the free buffet? Huh?
No, I worked in a swanky cocktail lounge up at Ferris, and we had all kinds of these big, beautiful olives, and that was just part of my diet.
I remember olives. The one stuffed with blue cheese. Forget about it.
Yeah. So but, I do love those.
It's really something, but you hit on something. When you're playing on a team, you learn to be part of a team, and you learn to succeed as a team. You know, General Patton used to say, you live, eat, sleep, fight as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap.
Right.
And that's what you learn playing in for a football team, or, you know, if you're in the military. There's something more important than yourself, and you give all of yourself for your buddy next to you, because you hope he's doing the same thing for you.
And we need that more now than ever with the way society appears to be.
Absolutely right.
You know, it's all about me. It's I'm this, I'm that, I'm woke, I'm pink haired, I've got all these issues. People just are losing sight of the basics of life. And
well, Bobby, you know, I told you this before. Whenever I would hire somebody, I always gave deferential treatment to a former military or a former college athlete, because I knew they knew how to work as a team member and to give themselves and to obey and follow orders and follow instructions. And they always had service above self. And you knew you'd hire a good hire if you had a former military or a former, you know, high school or college footballer or baseball player, somebody who learned the importance of working together as a team.
Yeah. So what other, briefly, do you have any other tailgate foods that you are good at? What do you make?
Tailgate be without dessert? Come on. My wife would bring up these beautiful chocolate chip cookies. She would make them up there. They had, believe it or not, they had this little portable oven they'd all bring up. Every parent, if one parent had it week one, every parent had it by week three. So we found these, you know, apparatus, I used to call them, like the ovens. And Bonnie would make these beautiful chocolate chip and walnut cookies. We had other parents that made this beautiful chocolate, like, I guess they were like brownies, but they weren't brownies. They were like a chocolate cake with like chocolate and white icing on it. And I got to tell you, I used to try to sneak them. But my favorite part of the fall, the absolutely greatest desserts, were those apple cider donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the apple cider donuts with apple cider, and it was nothing, you know, better. You dip them in the apple cider, and they would explode in your mouth with this great apple flavor.
Right.
And nothing says fall better than apple cider donut and apple cider.
And we live in apple country here in West Michigan. So, I mean, there are so many orchards around here and apple farmers. It's crazy. And the colder it gets, the more popular the hot cider is. And,
well,
and that's wonderful, too.
Here. Did you ever make the hard cider?
No, but I've consumed some.
Oh, my God. One of my buddies has got down in his basement, it's like literally an old wooden cask.
Yes.
It holds about 20 gallons.
Right.
And his grandfather and father used to make it, and now he's making it.
Oh, nice.
We love it. It's amazing.
Well, dude, we blew
two
through
glasses of those, and you'll be on your rear end.
We blew through another segment, but let's catch up next week, and I want to talk about that other deal we were chatting about, and let's make something happen.
I'm looking forward to that. Bobby, thanks so much. Hello to everybody. God bless, and have a safe Labor Day.
All right. I love you, man. See ya.
Love you too, pal.
All right.
See ya, buddy.
That is Big Paulie from the East Coast and another Board of Directors member. Conrad?
Yeah, boy, he sounded like he was a made man, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, we'll leave it alone. We'll be back. No, that's it for the show. We're done.
Yeah, that's
hey, thanks
all.
For joining us. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.